Welcome back to WKOK Sunrise. Matt Catrillo here with you, joined now by Walter Lutz Jr. of Culpmont, who was back from an amazing trip hiking more than 1,000 miles on the Appalachian Trail to raise money for the Culpmont Fire Department. Walter, thanks so much, and congratulations on what an amazing journey that must have been.
You're quite welcome. And amazing doesn't quite cut it. It was much more than that.
Well, it seemed like this money that you raised for the Culpmont Fire Department was much needed. We'll definitely get to that. But first, why choose to do a hike like this? Is this something you've always done?
No, not at all. What happened was I happened simply to be reading something about the Appalachian Trail. And the highest point on the Appalachian Trail is Clingman's Dome, which is in North Carolina, which is down by Gatlinburg. It's close to Gatlinburg. But at that point, the mile marker is 200. And then 1,000 miles up the trail, the mile marker is 1,200, which is near Pine Grove. So that's how it kind of happened. I was thinking about doing it the previous year, but the COVID thing got everything all tangled up to heck. So I started about, I guess it was May 13th, 14th, something like that. About 1,000 times more difficult than what I anticipated.
Now, I know you raised more than $15,000 for the Culpmont Fire Department to buy a new truck. How deeply needed was this new truck?
The one truck that they have, and they're extremely well maintained, the guys really keep up, I think it's 33 years old. The truck is well maintained, but what the issue is when something breaks, it's hard to get replacement parts. And a fire truck is $15,000, hardly makes a dent, but it's a start. And over a couple of years, might be able to accumulate the money to maybe have enough money and then get a grant, and then it all kind of works. But it'll be a long time effort.
And now you also kind of did this in honor of 9/11.
Very much so. 20th anniversary. When 9/11 happened, I happened to be working up in northern New Jersey. So kind of was in the middle of that. But I was at the site 2 days after the attack. I was there. It was still burning, debris all over the place. My most one of memories was just the pile of debris that was in the middle of the site. Green bar paper all over the place, computer paper. And right near the site is where the cemetery is, where Alexander Hamilton and other people, you could not see the tombstones because the dust was so deep.
Wow.
So the dust was 3 feet deep. You couldn't see the tombstones. Pretty incredible. And one of the other things was that if you were up in Times Square, you really didn't know what happened down at the World Trade Center. It was remarkable how, it was really remarkable, and it was something to see. It really was. I was there a year previous to the attacks, almost a year to the date, and I happened to be doing business, and I was up in a restaurant. I looked across at one of the towers, and I came to mind how big the tower was, but that was only one of the two. And I remember going in. When you go in on street level. The thing is so big that when I came out, I was two blocks away from where I went in. Remarkable, just remarkable. I haven't been up there with the new building, but I'll get there.
Yeah, I know. I've obviously been to New York many times, and it kind of is amazing where you've been to, where you go up to somewhere like Times Square, and then you really don't know. It really is exactly true, but still, you hiked a strenuous amount, over more than 1,000 miles. So I know you had all these great endeavors and great things in mind to hike for and to raise money for, but what else kind of kept you going to
hike
that much?
Well, I said I would do it. And so that was a lot of the thing. It was important, and I think what was important is maybe to set an example and say that we all can do something for our communities. Even old 70-year-old guys can do something for their communities. Now, I would not advise anybody to hike 1,000 miles on the Appalachian Trail. But nonetheless, must keep in mind that it was honoring 9/11 and is honoring our volunteer fire guys. And I keep on telling this to people. Our volunteer fire people volunteer to run into burning buildings. It doesn't get any better than that.
Well, that's very true when you put it that way, absolutely. Now, of course, we know why you did this and the people that you did it for, but what would you consider any best part of the trip?
When I got finished last Tuesday, I almost danced, but I was too tired. The last portion of the trail was up around Pine Grove, PA Route 50-something, six, and it was about 11-mile hike till I got to the 1,200-mile marker. And I am not exaggerating. 10.5 miles of it was over rock and boulders. That kind of wears you out. That kind of wears you out.
I would say.
It wears you out. When I got done, I'm like, I think I need a glass of water.
I think so, and maybe more so. I have tremendous amount of respect for you to endure something like that. But I also know that apparently you had a bad fall about 200 miles into the hike, and two strangers helped you. How did that
go? Yes, I fell. I fell at about a mile marker, about 190. And I fell forward, and I banged my head up pretty good. I was bleeding profusely. A young woman came by, saw what had happened, and helped put a bandage around my head and clean me up. I had a lot of blood. And I sat still. She gave me water. She said, well, you go ahead and walk, and I'll follow in about a half hour and see if you can do it. So I did that, and she caught up with me, and I could do it. And I was going along, and you're in the middle of nowhere. I'm not even sure where you are. Two young people walk up to me and say, are you Walter? I said, well, I don't know how many Walters are on the trail, but yes, I'm Walter. And they said, we heard you hurt. And I said, well, yeah, I kind of got something going on here. So the young man by the name of David LeBlanc and his girlfriend by the name of Emma Peterson said, okay, we're here to help you. So David took my pack. Emma had a big jug of water. And they walked out 4 miles to hook up with me. And they walked back 4 miles to take me to trailhead, where an ambulance was waiting. And they saved me. I wasn't quite sure what I was going to do because I was far away from being able to get off the trail. But they came and saved me. And this last weekend, I was Grand Marshal of the 9/11 parade in Cultman. They came.
Wow.
They came from Connecticut.
That is truly remarkable.
Yeah, they came from Connecticut.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's only one of the stories. I mean, you know, one of my other favorite stories is a young man heard about what I was doing in the 1,000-mile hike. He didn't have any money, but he gave me his lucky Sacagawea dollar coin, and I carry it on me now.
That's awesome.
And just time, thing after thing after thing. I mean, I'd have not made it. And these are all strangers. Understand, every single one of them, I didn't know them. And think about yourself. You're out in the middle of the bush. You're banged up. You're hiking, and somebody says, hey, are you Matt?
I know. What are the odds?
And then another time, I was in Northern Virginia. This was after I got back on the trail and walking down the trail, and somebody's coming the other way and says to me, hey, Walter, how you doing? I said, I'm doing okay. And then I said, I remember him from North Carolina.
That's amazing.
The people on the trail that I don't remember them, because names, you know, one guy donated $500. Another guy donated $1,300. People, $100. I went to church one morning. I walked out of church. They handed me $300. Have no idea who they are. No
wow.
idea whatsoever. So so there wasn't one or two or five. There were 30 or 40 instances where people helped a complete stranger. And frankly, if it wasn't for that help, who knows what?
Right, and also, too, I know you had another scare on the trail where you almost had an encounter with a rattlesnake.
Yes, I was walking on the trail, and somebody was walking the other way, and the gentleman yelled, "Stop!" I learned to listen to people on the trail, whatever they told me. Like, it's going to storm. I'm like, I'm listening to that. I'm getting off the trail. But in any event, he said, "Stop." He said, "Back up." And I backed up. And then he started pointing. And then once he pointed, I saw what was on the trail. And I got close enough to it, I could distinctively hear the rattler. I could not see the head of the snake, but I could distinctively see the rattler and hear the rattler, and then I saw the body of the snake, and the body of the snake was as round as a big bicycle tire. And I was gonna walk right there. And yes, for the next 3 weeks, every twig that was on the trail was a rattlesnake.
Just when I thought this trip couldn't get any more amazing, that might have just topped it right there, because I would have been out.
Yeah,
right then and there.
No, I couldn't go. There'd be, days. No, I had to do it. I had to get it done.
So then how would you find your way back onto the trail to pick up where you left off all those times when...
I had like a GPS deal. It's called Gut Hook. And what it is, it will shows the trail, shows where you're at. And very often, it wasn't... you'd get mixed up on the trail. A couple of times I got mixed up. I guess I'll tell you. The first day I started, it was rough, real rough, cold, rainy, sleeting. So I got to a shelter and I started talking to people. One of them says, "You know you're going the wrong way."
Oh, no.
Yes. I said, "What?" He says, "Yeah, you're going the wrong way." He says, "That sign's hard to read up there by Clemens Dome." So he says, "I think you should get this Gut Hook app." So I did, and then it really worked. But sometimes it'd be three or four trails would come together, or they weren't particularly well marked. And you'd lose, believe it or not, you'd lose the trail. I'd lose the trail. And I'm like, I don't want to take any more steps than I have to. And some of the things that I posted on the site were quite a bit off the trail. So the off-the-trail trips became less and less and less as I moved on, and it got to the point, well, is it more than 100 yards away? And if it was, I said, go down and take some pictures, let me know. I mean, I just got, I'm being honest about it, I got to the point where I don't need to be walking any more than what I'm not going off the trail.
I don't
blame
you.
Unless it's unbelievable. I sent you a picture of the wild ponies in Southern Virginia. So everybody's told me, go see these. You got to go see these ponies. I said, okay. And it's off the trail. But the trail went right through the state park. So I'm like, well, it can't be too bad. So I go and I get off the trail. I see somebody and somebody says, go down here to this thing they call the scales. And there's all these berry bushes down there. They'll be down there eating berries. So I marched down there about 4 miles. I run into another guy. He says, oh, yes, there's ponies down there. But there's also bears down there eating the berries. Okay, that does that. So I march back up 4 miles, and I see another hiker. And he says, you go up here. Go up here to what they call the fat man squeeze. It was like a little tunnel you needed to squeeze through. I said, fine. So I go up there. It's another 4 miles. No ponies. So walk back 4 miles. So now I'm into the hike 16 miles, and it's hot, sunny day. So I go back to where I started. There's the ponies.
Wow. Can't make this up, can you?
Cannot make that stuff up. There's the ponies just hanging out. And so I got some pictures taken with the ponies.
So overall, how long did this entire journey take?
4 months.
4 months. Okay.
I was off the trail a couple times. I came back from a very dear friend's funeral, and then I took another days off, a couple days. I hiked every day for the annual church picnic. But out of 4 months, I probably was on the trail 3.5 months. And I started out being able to do 17, 18 miles a day. towards the end, I'd have a hard time doing 10, 11.
Oh,
I lost 22 pounds.
I can definitely imagine that as well. And you look great sitting here with me here. So now I got to ask you, is there anything next? Can you top this at all? Or
I was interviewed by Nikki for WNEP, and I told her, I says, Nikki, get ready. I'm going to swim the English Channel. No.
No. I didn't think so.
I'm going to do any fundraisers, or I'm going to sell pizzas or something.
Yeah. I think that's I think that is well deserved.
Honestly, I'm a little beat up. I got some issues from the trail that need to be taken care of.
Well, we wish you best of luck in getting back to full health, and congratulations on what is just an absolutely amazing journey. And these pictures that you've sent, we'll have them here on WKOK.com, are really just amazing. It's an incredible story, and appreciate you coming in to share this with us, Walt.
I appreciate you having me. I really do. It's a good cause. Good cause for the fire truck, and how could you not honor 9/11?
Absolutely. And that is Walter Lutz from Culpmont, on this amazing 1,100-mile hike up the Appalachian Trail to raise more than $15,000 for the Culpmont Fire Department. We'll have all the details and the story at WKOK.com. Walt, thanks again. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
And we'll be back here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.